Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. We are on our road to Sueños 2024, and in the building, as promised, I do have the host, MC, and DJ for Sueños, Freddy Fresco, in the building. Hello.
That's good. How are you?
I got the claps going on for you in the back,
right,
by the way.
Yeah, we here. That's down.
Man, we were just talking.
Yeah.
The schedules to be a Sueños DJ.
Yeah, we lit.
Wild. Like, do y'all sleep? Do you sleep this weekend ever?
I try to sleep. I try to sleep as much as I can, but yeah, it's a very hectic and busy schedule. But hey, it's Chicago. It's a party and I love it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like that TikTok, like club, bus,
yeah.
Other club. Like, it's like, that's literally y'all. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for our Vocalo listeners, the first Sueños Fest, someone snuck me into the press area.
Nice.
And I DJed all, I mean, I interviewed all the DJs, you, Miriam, Dynamics. And, you know, from that first year, did you think it would be here 3 years later?
Absolutely.
You did say that.
It's only going to grow. It's only going to be better. It's only going to expand. You know, Latinos are here. The presence is heavy. And even if you're not Latino, you're going to enjoy the vibes. You're going to want to come. You want to see it. And like I said, it's only getting bigger and better. This is year three. You know, year two was good. Year two was good. Year three is better. And year four is going to be even better.
I know. You were saying that you feel like now Chicago is like memorialized with Sueños and with Memorial Day weekend, because it has been every Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. So I feel like when you think of like festivals such as like EDC, it's like, oh, Las Vegas. The comparison of like Baja Beach Fest, oh, Rosarito. Now it's Sueños Music Festival, oh, that's Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's every year, you know where it's at, you know where to be, and that's where it's popping, you know? That's what I think.
Yeah, and from the first year that you know festivals really well. You are the festival DJ for so many, Baja Beach Fest, Coca-Cola Flow. There's another one. What's the other one?
Papas and Beer.
Oh, Papas and Beer, and then Sueños.
Yeah.
So you've been to a lot of festivals, Freddy.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever get, are you jaded to festivals now?
No.
Are you like, oh, it's just another day at work?
I mean, when you love what you do,
it's
never work. And you know, I have a passion for this. It's exciting, keeps me up at night, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? It's just an adrenaline that just never stops. It's never ending and it's never the same. It's always different people, it's different energies, different vibes, different music, different cultures, different backgrounds, different ethnicities, you know what I'm saying? So you just get to range and just really like try your best to connect with these people, you know what I'm saying? Because when you're DJing, like, those people are really not there to see you. They're there to see the artist. My job is to get from point A to point B and make sure the party keeps going. So within those slot times that I have throughout the festival, like, I'm trying to connect with people. And like, if you don't know who I am, like, you're going to know today. You're going to learn today.
Yeah, you know? and that's really gotten you so far, because I think, didn't Bad Bunny repost you one year at Sueños? Was it last year?
It was year one.
Year one,
yeah,
he reposted you.
Yeah, that's, man, that was like the biggest cosign. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never, the biggest Latin artist in the world literally said, yo, Freddy Fresco is his type.
Repost, yeah.
Everything just kind of like went up. The numbers, the bookings, the love, the collabs, the interest of just music, you know, like, it just really elevated. So I'm forever thankful, because that really did, like, it changed the game for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, something that's never, I've never seen him repost another DJ ever since his career started,
like,
right? So to me, I take that to heart, and it's like, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like one of those, like, damn, I have that trophy right there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it means a lot, you know?
Because arguably, like, that at that time, he was, I think, Un Verano Sin Ti.
It had just dropped.
And you were playing the album, like, probably the earliest before other people.
Yeah.
Because the festival.
Yeah.
And so it's so funny, since then to now, he's still at the top.
Yeah.
So for you, having DJed so many festivals, if there's, you know, someone listening and they're like, oh, one day, like, my goal, like, even if they're just like a little baby or they're working hard at it, they're like, oh, I want to be a festival DJ one day. Like, what is the most important thing as a festival DJ to know?
Oh, you just, man, be creative. Don't be scared. Don't be intimidated. Preparation with humility.
Mm-hmm.
Execute with confidence.
Okay.
That's the main. Have rough skin, you know, pay no attention to the noise.
Mm-hmm.
Be on time and focus. Like, really, like, focus, because it's a big show. And it only takes one thing to, like, throw everything off. So it's always about just maintaining your cool, be excited, be happy, and enjoy it. That's really it. Because, like, when you do a club set, that's one thing. It's 1 hour, 45 minutes. But when you're doing 9 sets a day and you can't play the artists that are on that day because they're going to perform it, now you have to get creative with your music. You got to expand your library. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it's just really just preparation. Just be prepared and be ready for anything. If your mic turns off, if the sound system goes off.
I was
going to
say, the troubleshooting, does that ever scare? So many things could go wrong. The heat.
Yeah.
The heat, your laptop could overheat.
That's what I'm saying. Always keep calm. Be composed. Like, you can't go up there and throw a fit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to control it, because if the crowd sees you, like, you know what I'm
freaking
saying?
Freaking out.
Yeah, then they're like, yo, what's happening? But it's like, yo, we're all good. How's everybody doing? Like, just improvise, you know? Be on your toes, always. And don't get comfortable. That's the worst thing. Don't get comfortable. Always want to be, always elevate. You know what I'm saying? Always do better than you did your last time, you know? Try to outdo yourself. Try to outwork yourself, you know? Don't be boring, you know? Project good energy so people reciprocate that energy back. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
because as a festival DJ, if I'm up there and I'm all bored and, you know, not doing nothing, then people are kind of like, ah. But if you're up there like, ah, giving them the party, then
they're like, where's Maluma?
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, who's this person?
Yeah, who's this guy? Get him out of here. Like,
I do have to say, you have one of, I think, like, one of the best mic games.
Nice.
In like, DJing right now. And you, I was just going to say, I love, that's like my favorite. When you do that, can you do it one more time? When you first did that at the first Sueños, I was like, I don't know what that sound was, but it's working. Yeah. Like, it's getting me hyped. Yeah. And so I guess it's just those little things
that
set you apart.
The sauce.
And, you know, like, for people that don't know and or maybe didn't listen to our first interview from the first Sueños.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you from, like, was 7-8 years ago?
Yeah.
When I was an intern at the first radio station I worked at, 91 KDGI in Southern California, you were a DJ, you were a mixer on the station, and we've both come so far. I do have to say, like, this look, you're looking, when's the album dropping? Because you look like I'm ready to hear you sing.
Yeah, summer 2024, get ready, I'm telling you.
Yeah, like, coming. you just got the style now, like, the flow.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, do you ever feel in your mind, maybe it's time to, like, really, like, get an album produced, like, be like a, you know.
Yeah, just like I said, it's always about elevating. So, you know, the DJ stuff is cool. I'm locked in. The mic work is cool, locked in. I know how to produce. I'm a producer myself, or I'll create records with artists. But I do have music out that I put out at least twice a month, you know, whether I, it might not be on a scale where, like, all these other major artists are, but I have my numbers and I'm generating it all organically, and that's how I want it to be. You know what I'm saying? But you always want to elevate. You always want to improvise, and you always want to do more than what you're doing.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you're like the Latino Diplo,
I'm trying just to be the, you know, the Freddie Fresco, you know?
Yeah.
But heavily inspired by, like, Little John, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, the Latino Little John.
Yeah,
okay,
you know,
I
high,
see.
Might work, party records, you know, like.
Oh, that works, yeah.
Yeah, that's really, like, inspiration has been him, you know, DJ Snake on some producing stuff, you know, like, there's so many different ways I can go, like Tiny, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of great producers that I look up to. So it's just finding the formula and making it work, you know?
No, we're waiting for the album. We're waiting for it.
It's coming.
So this weekend, of course, there's a stacked lineup. I mean, I feel like all the heartthrobs, all the heavy hitters are on the Sueños lineup. Who are you excited to see this weekend?
DJ Freddie Fresco. Let's go.
You're going to be there all day, by the way. Like,
I'm
excited. If you're at Sueños, you're going to see, you're going to feel like you're best friends with Freddie, because you're going to be up on that stage.
Yeah, that's who I want to see. Now, realistically, I love Peso Pluma. And off Sunday, that's a great closer. It's going to be amazing.
That's going to be crazy. Yeah, the cowboy hats,
Cultura,
in the building.
That's
heavy
Mexican presence, the set prior, you know?
I'm just excited, like, to see him drop Ella Baila Sola, like...
Ella Baila Sola?
Like, yeah, I feel like in real life, that's going to be crazy.
In person.
Like, with the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to feel that energy.
Yeah, I dropped it last year during a mid-set, and it went nuts. It went crazy. And I posted it the day after, and I was like, yo, Sueños, like, Peso Pluma next year or what? And then here we are a year later, and he's headlining, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, that is crazy.
Now, if we could do that for, like, Bad Bunny or a Karol G, I mean, that's next, you know? That's the goal. That's what I'm trying to strive for, is, like, just keep showing
bringing
people.
The big artists. Yeah,
showing people that we're listening, we're tapping in, we're trying to make the best of this, and we want to, you know, make the people happy, you know what I'm saying? So Peso Pluma's for sure one. Raul Alejandro, obviously, amazing. Great dancer, great vocalist. Chavi, you know, is one of the hottest coming up right now. I'm excited to hear him. He has a very intriguing voice, something different. The only person who I thought should have been here this year who's not here is El Alfa, because he brings that extra up-tempo vibe. Yeah. But I think the
with
lineup's...
The dembo.
Yeah,
with
the dembo. But I think the lineup's solid, and I think everybody's going to have a great time. And realistically, I'm looking forward to everybody. And not even that, just the people, you know? I want to see what they're on.
The crowd?
I want to see that vibe.
Do you? I was going to say, do you? Because you are, you know, y'all are backstage a lot. Mm. Do you ever go out into the general crowd? You ever sneak around?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, look, catch me at the food stand or something, getting a michelada or something. Yeah, I love to go out there. I love to, like, interact with people, just get that perspective of what they're seeing, how they're visually seeing what I'm doing, or how does the sound sound? Is the bass hitting right? Like, me, like, when I do shows, the bass needs to be hitting. The bass needs to be loud, because if I don't feel it under my feet, they don't feel it. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
That's really, like, those little moments where I take in my breaks and I walk around and just pay attention to everything. Sometimes get videos of people being, you know, messed up and lit and having a good time, you know? Just people watching, you know? I love people watching, so.
A festival's the right place to do
exactly.
So for you, like, how do you prepare for a day like this? Like let's say someone's listening, they're going to Sueños.
Uh-huh.
How much sleep should they get? How much sunscreen should they wear? You know, like, for you, what do you recommend to prepare yourself mentally to go to Sueños?
Yo, stay hydrated. That's one. Comfortable feet, comfortable footwear, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just if it gets too hot, step back. That's really it, because, you know, everybody wants to get up to the stage and get close, so everybody gets kind of, you know, cluttered. So one of the things that I always do when I DJ festivals...
You always look out for that. Yeah. I will say, like...
And I tell people, too, like, hey, you guys let me know.
They flash their phones and, like,
I turn
in
the music
circles,
down and let people know, like, hey, if something's wrong, let me know. I'll stop it. You know, your safety is more important than the song that I'm about to play. So I need to make sure you guys are okay. Once that's handled, then y'all let me know we're good to go. Let's get the party going.
Yeah, the first time I saw you do that, I was taken back. I was like, oh, wow. Like, it just shows what a veteran you are.
Yeah.
You know that, you know, like, I didn't even know what was happening, and you could see it from where you were, and you stop the music, and you wait till, you know, the paramedics get there or something, someone it's taken care of.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because in that moment, you don't know what's going through that person's mind or their friends or whoever's trying to get the help. So I was like, yo, let's stop. Let's get that handled and then move that out the way. She good? We good? All right, let's keep going, you know, because... Everybody's important, you know, like, no other life is more important than others. Mine's not more important than theirs. So, like, let's stop, let's chill, let's reset. All right, let's do it again. You know what I'm saying? That's really the main thing about being a DJ, is, like, you got to look up. You know, like, when you're performing, you got to look up. You got to read your crowd. You got to know who you're playing to. You got to see who's vibing, who's not, you know, so.
Get out of your laptop.
Yeah, because I've seen DJs just, they call it the Serato face, when you're just stuck
you're
on
watching TV. Yeah, you're watching
but that's
TV.
That's not it. You got to be up. You got to be dancing. You got to be singing. You got to be interacting, you know? So that's why I love the catwalk. You know what the catwalk is?
Yeah, you walk down it, right? Yeah. The little strip.
Yeah, I love doing that. That's
you get your model on.
You're you know what I'm saying? The little ducklet. You know what I'm saying?
So for you right now, if you could name three tracks you're really feeling right now, three tracks you know are going to be in your set this weekend.
Okay.
What are some big Latin tracks that you're like, this is setting the vibe for summer 2024?
Peso Pluma, DJ Snake, Teca.
Oh, love that song, yeah.
Gata Only.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, man, this one's tough because it could go one of two ways. I could go with Danny Flo, because Danny Flo has, like, that real rugged, vulgar, like, nasty perreo, martillazo, right? And if not, I would say it's going to have to be, damn, what's that one song? Is it Luna by Fade?
By Fade?
Yeah, Luna.
Fade?
Yeah,
Luna. Yeah. Okay, three tracks you're definitely going to hear. Yeah. And then now let's do some Freddy Fresco predictions before we head off. You predicted Peso Pluma last year. Uh-huh. So if you look into the Brujeria, if you get it going, who do you think is going to be headlining Sueños next year?
Then due to, my position in the festival and what I do, I can't really...
You can't speculate?
Yeah, I can't really give my thoughts or, you know what I'm saying? I would just say, like, man, if you've been with us since year one, thank you. If you've been with us since year two, if this is your first, you're going to have a great time. And next year's going to be even bigger and better, and I hope to see everybody there. But I know the artists are not going to disappoint. I know this year I did last year, and I think last year I did the first year, so now it's just out doing the next year.
I know, it gets crazier every year.
And remember, you got from now to next year, artists are popping up every day.
That's true.
So you never know. You know
records, the turnover rate.
All it takes
rate.
Is one song to, you know. I would love to see that guy, SE9. You know how that is?
No, I've
the
never
cumbia
heard
guy?
No, I haven't heard of him.
Oh, my God. Right, I'm going to put you on.
Yeah, you need to put me on. You sent me the MP3s.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on.
And so where could we catch you this weekend? I mean, not only Sueños, but you're going to be DJing
for
the White Sox.
Yeah, so I'm doing it's Latin night, Latin reggaeton night for the White Sox, first ever in history. It's sold out already, so I'll be DJing at the White Sox Stadium. It's like a pregame party. And then after that, heading over to The Mine. It's like a pre-party with Alvaro Diaz. Then Sueños, Saturday all day, hosting and DJing. At night, it's the first official after party at Avondale with Danny Flo. Then Sunday, again, DJing all day, hosting the festival, doing a silent disco with Bacardi. It's going to be at the festival grounds.
Oh, that's sick. So where is that? That's going to be in the cut somewhere?
So it's somewhere like off, somewhere in the festival, but it has its like designated area. It's a pretty cool pop-up. So.
I'm going to find it because I love me a silent disco.
Yeah, I'll be there from 4:30 to 5, and then from there we got the official after party at The Mine. With Peso Pluma and DJ Freddy Fresco. So it's about to be a movie.
It's going to be crazy. Yeah, you thought you were busy this weekend. Did you hear that schedule?
Yeah, we're busy.
Team No Sleep, thank you again, Freddy Fresco, being here with us. Yeah. We'll see you at Sueños this weekend. Yeah. Can you give us your ad lib to take us out?
Hey, it's your boy DJ Freddy Fresco. You know the vibes.